Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
There's always something of a compromise to be struck when talking about fire safety in the home, as there is a real need to be sensible and vigilant about potential problems and to make sure you have the necessary detectors in place that are tested and working and that you know how to get out of your property quickly and safely. But no one wants to spread panic or fear. It is, of course, the UK's Fire and Rescue Services that know best how to get this in perspective, and they're the ones who can give advice on the very best precautions to take. They also carry out home fire safety visits on request, and these could be particularly valuable for someone who maybe lives alone and has a vision impairment. Even if a blind or partially sighted person lives with a sighted partner or family member, it could still be a very good idea to have the home checked for potential problems and to hear the very best advice that you will get from the Fire and Rescue Service professionals. We spoke to John Gray, Watch Manager, Prevention and Protection at the Scottish Fire and Rescue Service, and John started by outlining the most important things to be thinking about in terms of fire safety in the home.
Well, certainly when we're discussing fire safety in home, we obviously want to make people as safe as possible. The most important thing you should have in your home is a working smoke alarm. That is vitally important. That gives you, your family, people are in the home, an early warning to fire and gives you and your family time to make your escape.
And of course, by definition, they are loud. They make a good audible sound that really carries throughout any property, doesn't it?
Certainly does. And the most important thing is the fact that they're working. So we would advocate that you check it once a week. That is vitally important. The smoke alarm is only any good if you know it is working. So we would say check it once a week, give the button a press. Also, what we say is every 6 months or a year or so, if you've got the opportunity to do it, just give the inside of the smoke alarm a quick hoover out. If you use the attachments or use a duster, and that gets rid of any dust that's in there. So that makes sure your alarm's working properly.
And are we talking about for an average property, and what is an average property, but are we talking about one alarm or should there be more than one smoke alarm?
It really does depend on the property. We would say that you have one in each level of the home. But we'd also advocate if there's particular risks in other rooms in the house that they should be protected with smoke alarms as well. We would say if you're in an up and down house, you'd have one in each hallway. But if somebody's smoking, say, in a bedroom or there's smoking going on in other rooms, say a living room, we would say potentially a smoke alarm should go in there as well. Also vitally important, a heat alarm is good for a kitchen area as well. Having a heat alarm gives you early warning to anything that's happening in the kitchen.
And are heat alarms as easy to get hold of as smoke alarms?
Certainly, the Fire and Rescue Services throughout Britain will do different things and will certainly fit smoke alarms. The heat alarms, if your local Fire and Rescue Service doesn't fit them, then purchase them from a reputable supplier. Your local Fire and Rescue Service could give you advice on heat alarms. That would be your first stop to get the advice on that.
So we've got smoke alarms, heat alarms, you say, in the kitchen, where obviously there is a lot of heat generated. The other one one hears about are carbon monoxide alarms. They don't really come under fire safety, but are they a good idea, in your opinion?
They're certainly a good idea. Again, they give you early warning to any gas that is escaping. It's a silent killer, carbon monoxide, so it's really important that if you have gas appliances, you have them checked regularly, and also having the backup of a carbon monoxide alarm. Again, your gas supplier could give you advice on that, but we'd certainly advocate getting the use of a carbon monoxide alarm as well.
And away from the alarms, are there other things that people should be thinking about when it comes to fire safety in the home? You know, looking after themselves, obviously.
Certainly, one of the main things is cooking, but more fires are started in the kitchen area, in the kitchen than any other room in the house. So we would always say that be in the room itself when you're cooking. People can be easily distracted to modern lives. They can go away, they can do something else, and they forget the cooking's on. So we would always say, be in the kitchen when you are cooking, taking special care.
And just going back to the alarms, and obviously what they're there to do is to tell you that there is danger, or you come across something that's dangerous, you've got to be able to get out of the property. Now, for someone who's blind or partially sighted, is that something that you would recommend sort of pre-planning?
We would certainly say plan your escape route. That's a good thing to do. We say this to the whole of the population. We tell people all the time to make sure they've got an escape plan in place. It's a good advice to practice that with yourself and your family members as well. Always make sure you know where the key to the front and the back door is as well. We would say that you have it in the same place all the time. In the event of a fire, you don't have to be looking about for a key. Always make sure the key's in the same place and make sure all the people in the house know where it is as well. in an unlikely event of a fire, you and your family can make a quick escape.
Now, one doesn't want to be too alarmist about this, but obviously it's as well to be prepared. And correct me if I'm wrong, the order of battle, should something seem to be a problem with fire, is to get out of the property, then you dial 999.
That's right. It's get out, stay out, and then call 999. And it's our job to go looking for the fire or put the fire out. So you and your family make your escape, get outside, then phone 999. Never go back into a property that's on fire.
Now, a lot of the things that we've been talking about, checking whether you've got an alarm, whether it's working properly, etc., etc., are things that might need a visual check. Do you do home safety visits for blind and partially sighted people if they want you to come and give their property a once over?
Of course we would, and that's one of the main parts of our prevention policy and procedures we carry out. So we'd be more than happy to, anywhere in Great Britain, we will come out. The different fire services will come out and we'll do either a home fire safety visit. In some service areas it's called a home fire safety check. It's very quick and easy done. You get in contact with your local fire and rescue service. We will make arrangements to come out a time that suits yourself. And we will come out and we will do the visual checks on your behalf. We will check your smoke alarm's working. We'll then go around about room by room check to make sure that those rooms are safe. And we give out the best advice possible.
So you can advise about the escape route and check that the alarms are working. And what about installing alarms? Can you arrange for that to happen?
Yes, we do that as well. We will fit long life smoke alarms, battery operated smoke alarms, if they're required in the house as well. And it's free of charge as well in most areas.
So would your advice be, if in doubt, just contact your local fire service and talk to them?
Certainly. If in doubt at all, phone your local fire station. There's generally a free phone number as well you can phone for community safety advice as well. Give that number a call and your local fire safety officer can give you the best advice possible.
Now, the UK's fire and rescue services are in the main very localised, for obvious reasons. And as we heard, it's to your local service that you should talk to request a free home fire safety visit or check, or just to ask for advice. Now, Scotland is actually covered by one free phone number for this, and that is 0800 0731 999. Northern Ireland too has just one central fire and rescue contact number, and that is 028 9266 4221. The Wales Fire and Rescue Service operates in three distinct regions: South, Central and West, and North Wales, each with its own contact details. And in England, there are about 40 different regions, counties or districts, again, each with its own phone number. So in England and Wales, it's probably best to use the free 195 directory inquiry service for blind and partially sighted people to get the number of your local fire and rescue service. You do need to be registered with the 195 directory inquiry service first before you use it. And finally, another way you can find out how to contact your nearest local fire and rescue service is to go online. If you or someone you know has internet access, then all the UK services are listed on the website www.fireservice.co.uk/information/UKFRS, standing for UK Fire Rescue Service.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.